I have to begin Cinema Chat not with movies, but with congratulations. Two congratulations on nuptial events.
Well, it's a fairy tale of sorts.
Absolutely.
In the most positive sense of the word.
Andrew Cluley, our favorite news reporter, I mean, just because he got married here, on WEMU, got married to Nicole Bigelow at the Michigan Theater.
That's right, this past
this
Saturday.
This weekend. So congratulations, Andrew, and Nicole,
and may you best be together
wishes.
Forevermore.
Absolutely. And I also have to congratulate my parents,
speaking
Russ
of forevermore,
and Dorothy Collins, whose wedding anniversary is today. It's their 62nd wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. So. I was married for 62 years 1 week.
Lots of people can say that, I think. But anyway, congratulations to Andrew and Nicole and
Absolutely.
To Russ and Dorothy
Absolutely.
Collins. Well, British filmmaker Michael Apt, who is well known for documentaries. He kind of started his career with films called 7 Up and 14 Up and 21 Up and 35 Up. They were documentaries that followed this group of kids. But he also did Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, and lots of other films. But one of the films that he made several years ago was a Rolling Stones documentary. But he's very upset at Mick Jagger because Mick Jagger.
Did we ever see it? I mean, did it ever come out?
We never saw it because right. Mick Jagger would not allow it to be released. He showed it to Mick Jagger in Las Vegas in 2002. It was a rough cut, and Mick Jagger said, well, you know, we're not going to do this because it's not doing the band any good. Cut out 20 minutes. He cut out 20 minutes, showed it to Mick Jagger again, and said, you got to cut out 20 more minutes. And at that point, the film, there wouldn't be anything left of the film, according to Michael Apt. So you never thought of Mick Jagger as a censor, but apparently he's done this with a lot of filmmakers. And Michael Apt said, only the blandest films that were ever made, like that Scorsese thing, which was the To Shine a Light that came out
right,
in 2008, get through. So if you want the true story of the Rolling Stones, you're going to have to wait a generation, I guess, until that film footage.
Of course, this thing was fine. It was just a well-shot concert video.
That's
you know.
Right. It wasn't really a documentary.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of films opening up, which is great, considering this is a pretty slow time in the movie business. It's slowed down in the commercial theaters. It's slowed down for the Michigan Theater as well. But we've got two great films that are opening up this week. They're both documentary films. One of them is called Searching for Sugar Man, which actually has a great Detroit connection. And it's about this musician from Detroit in the 1970s who recorded a couple of albums on big labels at the time, and
they really didn't do anything.
Well, and they were released, but they just didn't catch on. Radio stations didn't pick them up. Buyers didn't pick it up. There was no internet at that time, so you couldn't work it that way. And you know, he went back to his job, which was construction, demolition kind of stuff. But his records kind of filtered out all over the world, and when they got to South Africa, they really resonated with the folks that were pushing forward the anti-apartheid movement, particularly the white folks that were pushing the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa. And it resonated, the lyrics of the song, and the artist's name is Rodriguez, and he has a very beautiful voice. So he has kind of a Dylan-esque kind of songwriting style, but a voice more like James Taylor. And so this it really resonated with these folks in South Africa. And, you know, it had that 60s protest kind of dynamic to it that resonated with the anti-apartheid movement. And it became, for these folks, a large number of young people at that time, the soundtrack for their youth. The story went about that Rodriguez, frustrated, committed suicide on stage, and so, you know, but these guys in middle age in the late 1990s decided that they were going to do some research and kind of tie up and find out what really happened to Rodriguez, and come to find out, he's still alive. And so anyway.
And where is he?
He's still in Detroit.
And that's great.
And he's playing film festivals and around. He went back to South Africa, played a big, big concert. He was bigger And now South Africa was a very controlled media environment. And his records got censored in South Africa, but bootleg copies made
it
through.
Thank you, S.W. de Klerk.
Yeah, that's right. But he was more popular than the Rolling Stones. Now, the Rolling Stones were also censored in South Africa. So, I mean, it's not quite a fair comparison.
Well, maybe
but
Mick Jagger called.
He was huge. That's right. He was huge, huge, huge. So it's a really engaging story about this very talented man whose career in the United States didn't take off. He also apparently was very big in Australia, but that's not covered in this particular documentary. It's South Africa-centric. We also have, and I saw Searching for Sugar Man at Sundance, and I walked away and went, this is great. So I hope lots of folks show up to it. Queen of Versailles, which played at the Cinetopia Film Festival here in Ann Arbor at the Michigan Theater in June, comes back for a regular run. And this is another Sundance. It was one of the opening night films at the Sundance Film Festival. And it's about this family who has a condominium timeshare business, and it's the largest timeshare business, and they're just cranking, they're doing great on the O's up to 2007, and then boom, the economic downturn hits, and the filmmaker started filming this before the economic downturn, and they're just boom, 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 they're flying all over the country, they're going to build a 90,000 square foot house.
Can you imagine 90,000?
It's like a shopping mall.
I've been in a 10,000 square foot house and I could get lost.
That's right. So 90,000 square foot house, and the house never actually ends up being finished. But it's about the how they deal with this collapse and what happens to the relationship. It's put together by director Lauren Greenfield, and it is kind of like watching a fascinating traffic accident in slow motion. It's interesting.
Do you feel dirty? Do you feel voyeuristic after you walk out of that one?
Well, they're very open about it, you know, and I don't know that they were entirely happy with everything, but it sure shows you how not just the 1% live, but the 0.1%.
Well, what else is happening?
Opening at the State Theater is Celeste and Jesse, another Sundance film, and this stars Rashida Jones and Andy Samberg. Andy Samberg, best known as Saturday Night Live. He did those great videos with Justin Timberlake, and he's a very, very talented guy. And Rashida Jones'
likes
character
to keep things in a box.
He does. Especially junk. But Rashida Jones, they got this couple, they got married when they were right out of high school. They were high school sweethearts. She's having a very successful career. Andy Samberg's character is unemployed again. And Rashida Jones' character said, you know, I just need to move on here. And Andy Samberg's character said, okay, you know. And then they start to reassess what those decisions that they made. So it's a poignant, it's very human. The reviews are very strong, saying that it feels lived in, that it feels real and poignant. And
not your typical run-of-the-mill rom-com.
Exactly. So Celeste and Jesse Forever, again, great buzz out of Sundance. Go check it out, opening at the State Theater. Opening at the Multiplexes is a film called The Possession, and it's kind of like
The Exorcist?
The Exorcist, except it's based on Jewish mythology, and there's a Dybbuk, this spirit, evil spirit character that gradually inhabits a living person and completely displaces that living person's soul. The reviews are kind of 50-50 on it. Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Kara Sedgwick play the parents, and again, The Possession, if you're looking for a horror film this week, that might be worth checking out.
They could have just stopped the horror genre after The Exorcist. I mean, there's technology has advanced so far, they've still never done a better movie than The Exorcist in the horror genre, in my opinion.
That there you go. And I think there are people that would agree with that. But Lawless is a film that actually played at the Cannes Film Festival, and it got a very odd response. It had people standing up and applauding during the closing credits, and it had people booing at the closing credits. And this happens at the same thing happened for Tree of Life, the Terrence Malick film from last year.
Some thought it was
year.
Genius, and others didn't get it at all.
Just, well, okay, we're at the end now. Thank you. And so, Lawless is put together by an Australian director called John Hillcoat, and it was the screenplay was done by Nick Cave, the rock musician. It's got a cast that includes Shia LaBeouf and Tom Hardy and Jessica Chastain and Guy Pearce. And it's a true story. It's based on a true story about these brothers in 1930s America, in Virginia in particular, who were making moonshine and whiskey during the Prohibition. And, you know, they were just doing their hillbilly thing, but they also found big markets for it. And so they ended up having to deal with Chicago gangsters. And again, some folks found it to be really compelling. The New York Times said it's as much fun as watching Hee Haw, but with too much action in it. So, but the San Francisco Chronicle said the film, it's a very compelling film. So anyway, go check that out. There's a family film, Ooga Love's Big Balloon Adventure, which has gotten terrible reviews, and I've never heard of Oogalubs before, and they were just created for the movies, and lots of great stuff going on. So come out of the heat over the weekend, out of the cool today, and go to a good movie.
Thank you, Russ Collins. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat, a feature you hear only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.